I started wearing glasses when I was in high school. Around my sophomore year, I used to sit in the middle rows to the front, and I noticed that it was getting blurrier and blurrier as time passed, and it wasn't resolving itself. So my parents took me to the optician, and they prescribed glasses. So at first, I didn't want to wear glasses, because back when I was getting glasses, back in the 1300s, they were not really that fashionable, and glasses were really expensive. And I used to play sports, so I didn't want to wear the goggles because the goggles were even less fashionable. But my parents spent the money on them, so I figured I had to wear them. And when I first put them on, it was like a miracle in my eyes. I was able to see clearly. I was able to see things that I couldn't see as well before. And I realized that I needed my glasses. And now, till this day, I really can't imagine myself without them. When I take them off, I feel like in the gospel when the blind man tells Jesus that he sees people like trees moving. That's kind of like what I see without my glasses. In today's readings, one of the themes that I find is a theme of a prudent steward, a prudent steward. And for us to be prudent means that we are acting rightly, that we are acting appropriately, that we are acting in a timely manner. But in order for us to be acting prudently, we need to be able to see prudently. We need to be able to see clearly. Because if we can't see clearly, we're not going to be acting appropriately. And that is one of the things that I realized as I was going through the readings, that in order for me to be prudent, I need to be able to see clearly. And then, prudent steward. So what is a steward? So a steward is that person who is entrusted with something, is that person who has to oversee something, who is administering something. And that something is something of value to whoever is given it to you to oversee it. That something is something of value to whoever gives you the trust to actually oversee it or administer it. So in order for you to be a prudent steward, you really have to be able to see clearly, but not as you want to see, but as your master sees, because you are acting on behalf of your master. So for you to be a prudent steward of your master, you basically have to have your glasses from your master, your master's glasses. Jesus gives us a challenge today in the readings. He asks us, who is your master? Is it God or is it mammon? And God, we all know, is all-loving, our creator. He's pure love. But who is this mammon that he refers to? And mammon is a word that is used to express greed, to express pride, to express the lures of the world. So the question that he gives us is, so who is your master? Is it God, or is it pride? Is it greed? Is it the lures of this world? And the way that we tell who's our master is based on what we are seeing. Because if we're seen as our master sees, then we have our master's glasses. In today's reading, in the first reading, we find that the prophet Amos, who was a shepherd back in the southern kingdom, used to be prophesying and going up against the northern kingdom, who was a kingdom that was actually, the kings were taking over, they were abusing the poor, they were taking advantage, they were cheating on the poor. And that's why Amos used to go and prophesize against them and tell them that they were doing things incorrectly, that they were not following God's precepts. In the gospel today, we find that Jesus is telling us a story of someone that is a steward, but not a very prudent one in his eyes. Someone who's a dishonest steward, someone that is managing his master's possessions incorrectly. And again, it brings us back to the question. So who is my master? Is it God or is it man? Whose glasses do I have on? What do I see? So for me to see as God sees in the readings today, he tells us that he has an affinity for the poor, that he has an affinity for those who are abused, that he has an affinity for those who are marginalized, those who are taken advantage of. So if I have my master's glasses, and God is my master, then I should be seeing that same thing. I should be seeing the poor, the abused. I should be seeing those who are marginalized and taken advantage of. And I should be, as a steward, assisting one way or another. So personally, how can I be a steward? For me to be a steward, I need to realize that I have time, talent, and treasures that the Lord has given me. And the way that I actually administer those, the way that I actually manage those, is the way that I show how good of a steward I am. So if I think back in my circle of influence, because each one of us has a circle of influence, we're all placed in a particular location, time, workplace, and such, in which we actually influence those around us, positively or negatively. So then the question becomes, how am I managing my time, my treasures, and my talents within that circle of influence? If we go back to Jesus and his summary of the commandments, he summarizes it in love of God and love of neighbor. So how much time, how much treasures, how much of my talent am I devoting to the love of God? How much time, how much treasure, how much talent am I devoting to the love of neighbor? And that is what's going to tell us whose masters or whose glasses do I have. Is it God or is it man? Are you married? Are you single? Are you a priest? Are you a deacon? Are you a catechist? Are you a spiritual director? Are you employed, unemployed, retired? Are you a widow, homemaker? In any state of life that you find yourself, you have time, talents, and treasures that you need to administer, that you need to be a steward of. And the question is, how are you doing? Whose glasses do you have on? And you might say, well, but I don't know how to get God's glasses. I want his glasses, but how can I get them? And in the second reading today, he tells us one word for us to do always and for everyone. And the word is to pray. So when we pray, we're realizing that God is our God, that we're not, that we need him. So we're loving God by praying. But at the same time, when we pray, we are usually interceding for others. So we are loving others by praying. Our Lord tells us that if we want his glasses, if we want to see what he sees, if we want to be true, prudent stewards, we just need to ask. We just need to pray. And that is one of those supplications that I'm sure that he will grant us. So together, let us ask him to help us be prudent stewards, to give us his vision so that we can see what he sees, and that he gives us the courage to act as he would act. And as we continue with the Mass, let us give thanks for his great love. Let us ask that our decision to serve him or mammon becomes an easy one.